Tonight, as George W. Bush accepts the Republican nomination in New York City, his supporters will applaud his leadership in the nation's war on terror. 60 years ago, another war president accepted his party's nomination. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports from San Diego, Franklin Roosevelt did not make it to the Democratic Convention.
When Democrats gathered in Chicago to nominate Franklin Roosevelt for the fourth and final time, the commander-in-chief was here, in San Diego. He spent the day inspecting an amphibious training base. It was July 1944, just a month and a half past D-Day. Roosevelt was about to set sail for Pearl Harbor and a meeting with his Pacific military commanders. He accepted the presidential nomination in a radio address from a train car parked at a San Diego Navy base.
I shall not campaign in the usual sense for the office. In these days of tragic sorrow, I do not consider it fitting. And besides, in these days of global warfare, I shall not be able to find the time.
Roosevelt had made history 12 years earlier when he did go to the convention. He was the first candidate to accept his party's nomination in person. Archivist Bob Clark of the FDR Library and Museum says before that it was traditional for nominees to stay home, awaiting formal notification from the convention that could take days or weeks.
Given the fact that the country was in such a dire emergency with the depression conditions in 1932, Roosevelt thought that was extraordinarily silly for him to wait for a delegation to come to him in Hyde Park or into Albany to notify him of his nomination when he'd heard it over the radio. And so he sent a telegram to the delegates in Chicago stating that he would like to accept the nomination in person, and he and the family immediately got on an airplane and flew to Chicago.
Clark says Roosevelt appeared in person again at the Democrats' 1936 convention in Philadelphia.
He accepted the nomination in 36. Something's telling me that he didn't do that in 40. Hang on one second. Let me check. Can you hold one second?
Sure, thanks.
Well, my instinct was right. He actually accepted the nomination by radio address from the White House, July 19, 1940.
By that time, Europe and the Far East were deep in the war, and American isolationism was softening, a theme Roosevelt would return to in 1944.
Someday soon, we shall all be able to fly to any other part of the world within 24 hours. Oceans will no longer figure as greatly in our physical defense as they have in the past. For our own safety and for our own economic good, therefore, if for no other reason, we must take a leading part in the maintenance of peace and in the increase of trade among all the nations of the world.
Many of Roosevelt's words from 60 years ago still echo today. He said the job of America was first to win the war, second to form international organizations to prevent future wars, and third to build an economy to provide a decent standard of living for all Americans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.